Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. More and more California children are coming down with coronavirus. Just as the debate heats up over whether to send kids back to their classrooms this fall.
Some parents have been pushing hard for kids to return to school, and others have been pushing back, saying it's too dangerous. And the latest numbers show that children make up more than 7% of those who have tested positive for the virus here in L.A. County. Statewide, that number jumps to nearly 8.5%. Dr. Nicole Groningen is with Cedars-Sinai. She says there is some evidence that younger children are less likely to contract and spread COVID-19, but
we have to keep in mind that the school district covers K through 12. So we're also talking about a lot of adolescents who are at a higher risk and may act a little bit more like adults in transmitting the virus.
And again, the latest numbers show more kids have been infected than first thought. Experts believe it could be because of increased testing, coupled with the fact that kids are becoming more socially active again. This, as the debate on schools reopening rages on. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage, the LAUSD is moving ahead with plans to begin the fall semester with online-only learning. But the district does admit it is an inferior way to teach. Austin Buettner, the superintendent, tells CNBC that they are trying to improve the situation.
When we are in online, we will also have individual tutoring. We'll have Saturday school. We'll have extended day, things we can do to try to help. But there's no question we're talking apples and oranges if we're trying to compare online and at school, because at school is the best.
He compares the situation to what's known as the summer slide, the lessons kids forget during the summer break. But he notes that when classes resume on August 18th, kids will have been out of the classroom for about 5 months. COVID school closures have created a new kind of homeschooling.
As many school districts commit to online instruction in the fall, many parents are working to create micro schools or micro pods for their own kids and a few close friends. A public school mom in L.A. who I talked to says her son just needs more than what he got after the shutdown.
It was like more like maintenance in my mind, that he wasn't set back by what happened in the spring, but I don't think he was propelled forward either.
The idea is to hire teachers or tutors to fill in the educational gaps left by online instruction and to provide in-person socialization in a socially distanced setting. The mom I talked to knows all this could be controversial, so she chose to stay anonymous. She acknowledges this is a luxury for parents with financial resources.
There are so many families that don't have those benefits, and it seems like such a class issue at this point, and it's just really unfortunate.
The equity issue has been widely discussed as a problem with online learning, the effects of which will only become clearer over time. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is turning into L.A. County's worst week since the pandemic began.
We've hit what Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer calls concerning milestones. Records for new COVID-19 cases reported in a single day were set twice this week. Hospitalizations jumped to the highest level since the crisis began. And deaths spiked earlier this week, with more than 70 reported in one day, the biggest number seen in weeks. In a statement, Ferrer warns without aggressive action on the part of every person, we will not get back to slowing the spread. There have now been close to 148,000 COVID-19 cases reported in the county and nearly 4,000 deaths. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA County is by far the most populated county in Southern California, but COVID-19 appears to be traveling quicker through Orange County and the Inland Empire. According to an analysis by the LA Times, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties are reporting worse coronavirus cases per capita than LA County. The three counties opened many businesses a week before LA County did. Safety regulations have been a bit more lenient as well during this pandemic. LA County is still seeing the highest number of COVID cases, but all three suburban counties have seen a dramatic and rapid rise over the last 2 months. Time is running out for LA renters looking for help. They have until just before midnight tonight to apply for the city's Emergency Renters Assistance Subsidy Program. It provides financial aid of up to $1,000 per month to households affected by COVID-19 and is open to all renters regardless of immigration status. It also includes people who reside in multifamily rental units. The city's housing department says applicants will be updated on the status of their application within 10 days. To apply, go to our website, knx1070.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.